All right, so I have to make an update. I feel so bad. I missed a few questions from a very specific lovely that, you know, supports me, and I've kind of gotten to know on a personal level. So I really wanted to come back to this and answer his questions. So here we go. So the first question here is, if we met, what would be the cheesiest pickup line you'd whisper in my ear? Oh my gosh. I am not good with pickup lines or like approaching people, so I really have to give this one some thought. Humidity hum. Ooh, here's a good one. I am a Harry Potter nerd, so I would likely come up to you and whisper in your ear, what house are you from? And hope to God that you're a nerd and it resonates with you. That's the best I've got, though. If I lost a wager that required the loser to get dressed in whatever the winner wanted, would you bet? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would definitely bet. That sounds like a fun game. Let me read that again. If you lost a wager that required the loser to get dressed in whatever the winner wanted, and I would hope it's something completely out there. I would hope it's... I'm so sorry. My pug is being extremely needy with me at the moment. But yes, I would definitely bet. He always has to make the most demonic sounds, and he's coming up to me and looking very needy. Next question. Who's your spirit animal and why? So I do believe in spirit guides. I don't know what my actual spirit guide is. I know he's there, or it's there. It's not, there's no gender, but I know I have a spirit guide. I just don't know what form it takes. But if I were to guess, it would have to be some form of bear. It's just an animal that I've always loved. It's not just like on a favorite animal level. It's like I've majorly respect and appreciate bears, and I'm very intrigued by the way they live their lives. Like, did you know this? I'm pretty sure it's a grizzly bear. When they finally find a tree that no other bear has rubbed up against or claimed, they will return. No matter how far they travel away from this tree, they will always return back to it to get their lovin's on it, get their back scratches, lean up against it, sleep around it, climb it. And I appreciate that kind of dedication, personally. I don't think a lot of humans are capable of that kind of dedication. And I admire that about bears. So if I did have to guess at what my spirit guide is, I would think it was a bear. Aside from Gone Wild audio, what's something most people would be shocked to learn about you? Wow, and I really have to think about that, because when you live your life as an open book like I do, I mean, it's kind of still in relation to Gone Wild audio. I think people would be shocked to even find out that I was kinky at all. Like, I'm a very dark-humored kind of person. I'm a sexually-humored kind of person, so I don't think they'd be all that shocked. But, like, if they found out the kind of kinks I was into, that would be a huge shock to the system. And I haven't even really touched base on some of my top kinks, like my darker ones, on Gone Wild audio, or even like on my profile at all. So some things may even shock you guys, but definitely I think just being kinky in general would shock people. I'm kind of one of those closet freaks. I'm like quiet and very to myself. Something that's not sexual though, something that would shock people that's not sexual. My pug's looking at me very needy. I can't really think of anything, honestly. I'm such an open book. Maybe what would shock people is like how much I have going on in my life, realistically. Wow, that kind of just came out as a train wreck of a sentence. I think people might be shocked at my optimism if they knew the kind of stuff that I went through, like in the background. To get on a little bit deeper level so that this is actually answering the question in a way that you're getting to know me. I definitely think I put up with a lot in my life, and I still find a way to move through it and navigate it. And yeah, whenever I do kind of open up those pages of my book, of my life, I do find that people are like, whoa, and you're not exhausted? Like, of course I'm exhausted, but, you know, I just keep pushing through, and I'm okay with that. That's how I've always lived, so maybe that. Can't really think of anything else, because like I said, I'm a huge open book. But I'm so sorry to my lovely who I missed these questions from. These were amazing questions. I wish I could have snuck them in there. My audio would have definitely been an hour long had I touched base on these, but these were too good. I could not pass them up, and I got a moment here that I could actually update you guys. So here is an update to the audio, and I hope you liked. Bye, lovelies.